Two endorsements made yesterday in state Senate races proved, yet again, that old adage about the game of politics and the strange bedfellows its players choose as they seek to achieve, maintain, or consolidate power. The first came from Governor Andrew Cuomo, who is now 2-for-2, technically speaking, in bestowing his general election support on fellow Democrats. Remember that Cuomo's first nod went to Senator Joe Addabbo, one of the Senate Republicans' top targets this fall. He's facing a spirited challenge from a GOP rising star, New York City Councilman Eric Ulrich. In a testament to the administration's penchant for stagecraft, the governor's announcement of his backing for Addabbo, who happens to be a fellow Queens native and Italian American, came at the start of the Columbus Day parade. This second endorsement came with far less fanfare. The governor announced in a press release that he had decided to back freshman Democratic Senator David Carlucci. Cuomo's backing of Carlucci muddies the waters when it comes to which side he supports in this year's rematch for control of the Senate. If you thought his backing of Addabbo had indicated that Cuomo experienced a change of heart and decided to side with the Democrats in their underfunded, long-shot effort to retake the majority, well, you were mistaken. Carlucci is no ordinary Democrat. He is a member of the four-person independent Democratic Conference, led by Bronx Senator Jeff Klein. The IDC, as it's known, broke away from the Democratic Conference not long after its loss of the majority in 2010 and has been siding largely with the Republicans ever since. If the outcome of the November elections is close, as is widely expected, the IDC could be in a king-making position during the majority leader vote when that comes in early 2013. Klein, who is widely known to have designs on the leadership post himself, has made it quite clear that he would not return to the fold to support Democratic Minority Leader John Sampson, whose support even among his supposedly loyal conference members is fairly weak. So far, however, it's unclear if Klein, who happens to be running on the Republican line himself this year, would be willing to throw his weight and the IDC's weight behind Majority Leader Dean Skelos. The Democrats are hoping Klein and company could be lured back to the Democratic side of the aisle if the offer is right. The Republicans are hoping the same. So this much is certain, thanks to Cuomo's backing of Carlucci, who actually doesn't appear in any danger of losing his seat to his Republican challenger. The governor clearly approves of the IDC's existence and would not mind seeing it continue, at least in the short term. Now to the other endorsement of note yesterday, which was slightly less high profile. The Brooklyn Conservative Party announced its support of Democrat Simcha Felder, pledging its full support for his quest to win in the so-called Super Jewish District, which was created by the Senate Republicans during redistricting. That's a significant about-face for the conservatives who had been backing Felder's Republican opponent, incumbent Senator David Steroben. Felder is a former New York City councilman, he's an Orthodox Jew, and he has a history of conservative leanings and cross-party alliances. It wasn't that long ago that Steroben's upset win in a tightly contested special election for disgraced former Democratic Senator Carl Krueger's seat surprised everyone, including the Senate GOP. Steroben's fellow Republicans cheered his arrival in mid-June, but they had already complicated his political life by eliminating the district in which he won, forcing him into what has become a very complicated and ugly race with Felder. So far, the majority leader, Senator Skelos, has declined to formally endorse Steroben, and the Senate GOP has not yet spent a dime on this race, feeding speculation that the Republicans would actually prefer to see the Democrat, Simcha Felder, win. Felder, for his part, has been quite coy about who he'll support when the time comes for the majority leader vote. He narrowly won a write-in campaign for the Conservative Party line last month. And yesterday, Brooklyn Conservative Party Chairman Jerry Kasar cited that win to justify his dumping of Steroben in favor of Felder. Just last month, ironically, Kasar had called Felder, quote, a closeted liberal who endorsed Barack Obama and raised taxes while serving on the New York City Council. It is worth noting that Kasar is on the Senate GOP payroll. He serves as chief of staff to Senator Marty Golden. Golden is New York City's most prominent and powerful Republican state legislator. And so it's not too much of a stretch to interpret Kasar's 180-degree turn on Steroben as further proof that the Senate Republicans actually would quite prefer to see a Democrat elected over a member of their very own conference come November 6th. Like I said, strange bedfellows.